systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 249. The last live podcast that will be on the feed before the live audience show for episode 250. All the info for that, of course, is at thejamhole.com/250. The map is at thejamhole.com/map. Thank you, everybody, that's took the time out to fly all the way the fuck out to the middle of nowhere, yep, to Montana. MDS is here. Burger's on his way. I think Johnny's on his way. The Basement Boys will be heading up tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Friday in the morning. Yeah. So, yeah, should be a good time. Lots of good local people. You've been talking to all the local people. You were in charge of gathering massive amounts of local people.
I think even my mom's boss is going to come down.
Okay, maybe not that many. What? So if your mom's boss is there, does that mean I can't talk about the whole weed thing anymore? I'll do it now, but is your mom's boss listening now?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I was on the live show. I was going to bring your mom up, and then I was going to sit her down and be like, okay, just because I got you a sack one time doesn't mean that I'm now your weed go-getter, okay?
But you get really good green, and the stuff that she's because been running into isn't that good.
I get really good weed because I put in my time. I've lived here for like almost 20 fucking years.
She's lived here for quite a while since 02.
Right. And the thing I noticed when I was younger, and you know, it started with me getting weed for my dad and stuff, and him, you know, giving me morphine pills for doing that, which is also probably around the same time that my pill habit got going, kind of.
I want some morphine.
And the whole thing was, when I was that age, is that the older people, and this is when I was probably like 15 or 16, the older people, maybe 17, they always got like the swaggy weed, and all the kids, like all the older people's kids, me included, and all my friends, we always got like the really good shit, which is weird how that happens, because like,
I remember
adults,
my parents would have crappy weed, then I'd go around the corner and get my fucking like gold sticky icky shit, you know?
And you would think it would be the other way around, right? Like, you're an adult, you're smarter, you know how things work, you've been smoking weed a lot fucking longer, but it's totally not like that. Like, the kids just, man, we got the bomb shit. And I hope that, you know, when I become an older adult that doesn't have kids, but I have, of course, friends that will have kids, that they're getting, you know, the good shit, and now all of a sudden, like, I'm getting the swag. It's like, no! I was the kid once, damn it! I get the good shit! Fuck this swag! Alright, for that price, go get me some, Billy.
No, but I would not, you know, bring up my mom smoking pot.
So that
wouldn't
have been a good idea to have her come up? Okay.
You could bring her up and talk to her, just, you know.
Well, there goes half the bit, so I have like another half hour to write, I guess.
I guess. No. I wouldn't bring up anybody smoking pot at the live show. It's probably not.
All right, well,
idea.
There goes the other half hour. But no, and it's fine. Like, I don't mind doing it. I'll get a sack for my friends if they can't find any. And, of course, if I can't find any, my friends will get me sacks. But I'm not at that part in my life where I'm, you know, call me if you need a sack. I got the hook, you know. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't sell weed anymore, police. So leave me the fuck alone. Quit following me. Quit shaking me down. Quit searching my house. Just leave me alone. But no, like I will say, I don't mind getting it every now and then. I just don't want it to be like every fucking, you know, few days. She's like, ready to go get me another sack? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you talk to her and tell her? Be like, hey.
What am I doing right now? Is she in the chat?
Yeah, right. She's illiterate, okay?
Amy says, it's your mother-in-law. You have to. Not yet. It's not. And Guitar Hero Dave says, do not mention dime on the show. What's dime?
That's those things you used to get in high school.
Oh, dime bags?
For like $10.
Oh, right.
Full of sticks and seeds.
Is that like one of the keywords the feds look for? Now that I said the word dime, we're going to be knocking on our fucking door. Like, no, it's the March of Dimes. It's my group. We have a Facebook page. We march.
Right.
With dimes.
Right. Sure.
Dimes as in chicks that are super hot, right? The March of Dimes.
Sure.
Isn't that what it is? Come on.
Jesus.
So I was printing out the flyers, I was printing out some more flyers. I was burning more, making more Book of Matthew CDs, so, you know, we have some stuff for the table there. If you guys do come, definitely bring some money for some Jam Hole Church stickers. Like I said, if you don't get them at the live show, you can always get them at thejamhole.com/store. The big ones are $3, and the round ones are $3, or two round ones for $5, but they're totally awesome vinyl stickers. They'll last forever. And so I'm printing out, you know, the CD cover and the track list and some more posters so Danny can hand them out at work and everything. Got to get it fresh in people's minds again, you know. It's the day after tomorrow. So keep, you know, make sure you know where you're going to be. And before I mention this, at 8 o'clock, if you guys do want to come have dinner with us, a bunch of us are going to sit down and have dinner at Anna's at 8 o'clock. So show up there for that and then find something to do for, you know, the next whatever. And the show will start at 10 o'clock. So dinner date, show at 10, should be a great fucking time. But so I'm printing out the flyers and it's been a while since I got this printer and I've never switched the ink out of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like saw the levels on the thing and all of them are okay. I mean, they're getting kind of low, but the one that came to my attention was the magenta, because it's, you know, cyan, magenta, whatever Y, yellow,
whatever
Y is yellow. And then, you know, so, and then black, obviously. And I guess because a lot of our logo stuff and things I've printed out has red in it, like it uses that one up the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a little, it's lower than all the other ones. I'm like, it's fine. It'll print out the rest of this stuff. And then I noticed, like right in front of my eyes, it went from low to like the little exclamation mark thing. And it's like, you're really low on ink. And I'm like, all right, it should still definitely have more than enough to print out, you know, a few more of these things. So it starts printing them out and shit, and it gets through about 10 of them. And then it, like, brings up this little screen. It's like, you need to change the magenta. And I'm like, no, I know there's still ink in it. It's fine. And it's like, it's one of these Epson, like, wireless network printers. Like, it's really cool so far.
Yeah, it's a sweet printer.
Yeah, except for this.
For smart.
It's smarter than its own good. Because it's like, all right, You can change the cartridge now or do it later. And I'm like, well, obviously I know as a smart consumer that there is still ink in that. You just want me to change it so you get more money for ink cartridges.
Right.
Which is fine. I already have some extra just in case. But I'm like, no, I'm going to get everything out of these. Because I don't know if you guys know this or not or if you've bought printer cartridges lately. That shit is fucking expensive.
Yep.
Like, it's a box with ink in it. I don't understand why it's $40 or whatever they are, you know? It seems crazy. So I'm like, yeah, fuck that. So I hit no, and it's like, do you want to cancel your print job? And I'm like, also no. And it's like, it brings me back to the replace cartridge screen. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to, no, you're not going to beat me. So I, like, open the lid and go through the motions, and I close the lid. Like, I opened up where the ink was. I didn't take the cartridge out yet. And then I close the thing, put it all together, and hit the button. And it's, like, scanning. You did not replace the ink cartridge. I'm like,
fuck.
Are you serious? How do you know that? Are the cameras on? Danny, check, see if the cameras are on. What the fuck is going
Someone
on here?
Someone hacked your fucking printer.
So I hit the button again, and I opened it up, and I'm like, all right, I understand. It just maybe didn't recognize that a cartridge was taken out or whatever. So then right. I take it out, and I look at it, and I put it back in and close it all up. And still, it's like, no, you're
didn't
not.
Change it, you douche.
You, that's the same one you just took out, asshole. I'm watching you. I know what you're doing. And it's just like creeping me out by that. I'm like, Danny, I think our printer's watching us. And then it starts. I go and get the ink, and I'm like, all right. And I pretend that I'm like, I unwrap it in front of the printer like a fucking idiot. And I pretend like I'm putting in the new one. But then real quick, behind the printer's back, I put in the old one again. And it's still fucking new. It was like, huh, I got eyes back there also, dude. So then I'm like, fine, whatever. So I put in the new fucking cartridge. And it's like, scanning.
Thank you.
Thank you for changing your cartridge. And then it prints out a little piece of paper with a middle finger on it. And I was like, whoa, that's creepy.
Whoa.
My printer just told me to go fuck myself.
Pretty much.
I paid.
Stop fucking with me.
It's. I should have.
I know.
I should have bought a brother. Because a brother would be nicer than an Epson. But it is a good printer. And that's fine. I'll, whatever. It's one cartridge. So those CDs are now $25 instead of $5. Just one of them. Okay, I don't care which one you guys pick. It's fine. But yeah, so that was fun. We got all that stuff printed out. We'll, you know, cut those out and get them all ready. And then we got to test out all the sound stuff because we got some speakers to amplify our
Dude,
beautiful voice.
Huge.
Huh? Those are nice,
they're
huh?
Fucking huge.
And
they
a
come
big
up
old,
to, like, my tits.
A big old mixing board PA system
that
to run them.
Bigger than my brother.
Because I was thinking at first, like, because we're kind of loud, so I was thinking that everyone can just sit close and we can talk like this and everything will be fine. But now there's, like, more people coming than I had first thought. So I'm like, maybe we're going to need some speakers. So big thanks to Sticks and Picks, a local band around here. Our sales guy's a member of. He lent us the speakers and the PA system and stuff. So that's going to be awesome. And also a big thank you to my boss for lending us the HD 1080i fucking Sony video camera
Jizz
to film this on.
Camera.
And by the way, boss, you should definitely make sure you wipe any... how do I put this? Coitus that might be saved on your video camera before you let someone use it. Just a quick tip. I won't record over it because, I mean, it is pretty good, I gotta say. You know, that might be on that might be on the iPod we give away. A little extra, my boss just doing it. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't talk about your boss and don't talk about Dana's mom smoking weed. Kay. Or not smoking weed.
Right.
Whatever the case may be. Did I hear you correct last night? Did you invite your ex to our party? I'm just curious. Like, that's fine if you did. It just seemed kind of weird.
Ex?
The ex that you were talking to on the phone. How many exes were you talking to last night, whore?
I wasn't talking to an ex last night.
Weren't you?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. I was talking to Tipton.
But then before that, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, never mind then.
I was talking to Tipton.
Would you invite an ex to the show? Or do you think I would be like, hey, look who's with us. Why don't you come on up and let's talk?
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
I don't even think they would care, honestly, because the only ex that still lives up here of mine is Jake.
That's who I thought you were talking about. Or you were talking to.
Fuck no, I haven't talked to him in like 8 months.
That's what you made it sound like on the phone, and that's why I was like, is she seriously inviting him to the show? Because you said it kind of...
Oh, because you were like, who are you talking to? I was like, a friend. That's right. I totally forgot.
But
I
then
I... pay attention.
And just how, like, what I was, you know, eavesdropping in on it, it sounded like that's who it was.
I was just asking him how everything was. I was like, how's the kids?
Yeah,
how's
kids, and I know... Your ex has a girl that has kids, and I was just, I don't know. I was being paranoid.
I was just
paranoid.
Asking him how he was doing and stuff and seeing how life was going.
Guitar Hero Dave says 100th anniversary, and now it's over. Hey, happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah.
These fuckers in the chat brought it to my attention that,
hey. I didn't even realize, because, yeah, episode 149.
I didn't realize either, but it's been exactly 100 episodes since, what'd they say, it was our first date?
I think it was our first date, yeah.
Like, when I was, okay, that's kind of cool. Not
or
cool.
Or might have been
that,
when I was first on the show.
Was that what it was? I thought they said our first date, but quit giving me things
know.
I have to remember, please.
Just remember every 49. I got it now. I won't
every
remember.
Every 49th episode.
I won't remember on 349. But
happy
whatever.
Centennial, honey.
Yay. No, but
so,
go ahead.
Did you know, and I know you know because we were listening to it, and we listened to it a little bit for the pre-show, but did you know Tupac has another new album out?
Really?
That blows my mind.
He's still alive, dude.
I was going to say, dude, I'm alive, and even if that's all I did, I couldn't put out as many albums as he's put out since he's died, or in air quotes, died. Like, they just keep coming out, and I can understand, okay, maybe he had some shit written, like, you know, before he died, and even recorded, or
together, but
they
not
made
have that many albums, you know?
Or they made a computer program of his voice or something, and maybe all of his songs that he put out when he was alive, they just made a program that has him saying all those words, and then they just keep rearranging the words, right? So each song is pretty much the same, but it's a little different in how it's structured and everything.
It would be like, well, if it was like recorded
we
with
have
like
good,
different words.
We have good technology now.
I don't know.
To do that. But I know that's not the case because the motherfucker's talking about shit like how bad the economy is now and how Obama's president. Like, how do you know Obama's president, Tupac?
You're dead.
You were dead way before that happened. Like, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's just alive. It's a big fucking play. He made money on being dead, so.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, probably.
So, I want to just tell all you guys here that on Friday, when you hear shots and I go down bleeding, allegedly, don't worry about it. I'll be watching you from heaven. And when I say heaven, I mean my house here. We're going to do it. Just make sure you load the blanks and not the real ones. We'll get blanks from Timmy's dad.
Oh, my God.
Or his mom. That's not funny.
Oh, my God.
He got shot. My friend got shot. Have you guys heard?
Are those blanks? No, I told you I wasn't going to use them. Remember?
Oh, right. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Good, parents. Good.
I'm going to go outside and bleed to death now.
So we watched a movie last night. We watched a movie called Next Day Air.
Yeah.
And when it first started, like, I enjoyed the movie. But when it first started, I was like, oh, cool. It's another one of these, like, black comedies. And I don't want to say that in a racist way. But, you know, like, it's a genre of movie. It's the black comedy. And I thought that's what it was going to be because it was kind of cheesy, but some parts were kind of funny and stuff. But then it got, like, all super serious and shit, like,
I thought it was supposed to be a comedy, and then it did get serious.
And then it's,
and
like enter the Mexican drug lord and the heroin shipment, and then enter...
No, there wasn't no heroin. It was all cocaine.
Oh, right, coke, sorry.
And it just totally made me, like, but whatever.
It was coke. But, yeah, then it ended up being a pretty good movie, though. Mike Epps and
coke to the live show.
Yeah, make sure you don't do that.
Let's do that, actually.
I think it's a little late for that.
Whatever, dude. Someone's got money. I can find it. Just get me money. It's great.
You are not allowed to have money anymore. Between gambling and your cocaine problem.
I haven't touched cocaine since February.
This isn't what I was looking for in a girlfriend.
I
wasn't like,
for the
all
weekend,
right,
get really high.
Let's see how many problems I can get in one girl. We got addiction, check. She's got body problems, check. She's a bitch, check.
I'm not a bitch.
No, I know. Sometimes you can be hormonal, though, but no, you're not. You're not a bitch. If I was another chick, you would be total bitch.
Yeah.
You don't deal well with other women.
No.
Except for Ashley, which I don't understand because she is the typical chick that I imagine you just being like, God, just shut up.
She's different. She's got a different personality.
You know what I think
it
is?
She's smarter than the other chicks.
What? You know what I think it is?
What?
That whole thing when chicks, like, that might be... I don't want to say...
I think I know where you're going.
I don't
want to
say maybe putting on a few pounds, but chicks that maybe have a little complex about their weight will generally hang out with chicks larger than they are, so they can be like, wow, check out how super skinny I am.
That's not what that is.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
No, she's just got a super cool attitude, and like she's not dumb like other chicks. You know, that are like regular chicks. She's a typical
she's
girl,
like,
yeah, but she's
not,
smart and she's not ditzy.
She's like two regular I'm sorry, that was mean. I say that in a loving, joking manner. Cause
she's going to listen back to this show and fucking kill you, dude.
That's fine. I can run. Sorry, I'll stop. I'm sorry. So you went to the doctor today. How did that go?
Wonderful.
Everything running tip-top shape?
No.
No? What happened?
Kind of like an old busted up Chevy. I need some things replaced.
Wow. Should have changed that serpentine belt when you had the chance.
Right.
But so tell us what they said.
Okay, so I went in to get a third ultrasound.
Right.
To see if the cyst had gotten bigger or if it was still there or whatever. And that's cool. Mind you, these ultrasounds cost a lot of money, and I have no insurance.
Yet, still? I thought you had insurance.
Next month.
Oh, it doesn't kick in. You got your card, but it doesn't kick in until next month? I see.
Right.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Yes.
That was one of the sayings in the black
They took so
movie.
Fucking long to get in the room. Like, I fell asleep on the ultrasound table.
They
thing.
Do that! They do that. It's like, here's our waiting room. Wait here for an hour, and then...
No, it was only, like, 2 minutes I was in the waiting room. Then they called me back, and I went in, and, like, I took my pants off, because that's what I gotta do.
You just... The doctor rolls in, you're just, like, totally naked, just lounging.
I'm like, whatever. And, like, fucking... I, you know, take my pants off or whatever, and I put the little drapey thing over my junk. They give you that to make you feel more comfortable or some shit.
Right.
Like, but,
so you're not totally naked.
I lay back, and dude, I just pass the fuck out. And, like, I wake up, and she scared the shit out of me. Like, she opened the door, I'm like, She's like, oh, she's like, you want me to go back out for my lunch break? I'll totally do it. You want to take a nap? I'm like, no,
sorry,
no.
Didn't know anyone was in here. I was about to actually take my lunch break, damn it. Now I'm going to have to work.
And then, so, we do the ultrasound. And
did you win?
What?
Oh, that's not a game. Never mind.
Jesus.
Sorry.
She did the ultrasound, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking and watching and shit, and
watching the Dana Channel.
I got to see my bladder because it got full. I was like,
really?
She's like, oh, that's your bladder. I'm kind of pushing on it. You got to pee? I was like, now that you mentioned it.
Now that you've kept pushing on it, yeah, I do. And then, you know, I would have just peed on her right then and there. And then cut to saucy, sexy, doctor, patient, lesbian scene.
No.
Yeah. Bow wow, chicka bow wow.
She goes to the cyst, and I'm like, oh, there it is. That's it. That's the big thing. And I'm like, okay. You know, she's like, all right, I'm going to measure it. And last time we had it measured, it was 4 centimeters long.
Well, let's go back.
Biggest part.
Let's go back before that. Ever since they started giving you these hormone rings, the Nuvia or whatever, they've been growing.
Yep.
I think because they know you don't have insurance, they're feeding your cysts until they explode. And then they're like, well, better go to the emergency room. That's not our problem, you know? I bet that's what they're doing.
I don't know. But, like, the first
cyst
time
food.
I went in, it was only 2.5 centimeters. Then I go back in,
food.
And it was 4 centimeters. And now I go in today, and it's 6 centimeters.
Call Guinness. It's cyst food, dude. They're
it's
giving
just
that.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's bigger than my fucking uterus, dude. Like, I could be pregnant right now.
Awful.
And I wouldn't be this. Like, seriously.
That's awful. Seriously. How?
I could. Seriously, that cyst.
Excuse my face.
If that cyst were in my womb for Perquote. Okay, and
because
I would
you don't
be 3
have,
months pregnant.
Because you don't have a womb, right?
I have a womb thing.
Is there still a womb in there?
Yeah.
Is that where, can I just knock you in the stomach right to pop the cyst into the womb and then you'll just birth it out like a normal child?
No.
No?
No.
Doesn't work that way?
But seriously, if that cyst is the size of a fucking 3-month fetus.
What have you named it?
Paul.
Paul? That's awful, baby. You're pregnant.
I know.
Do you think 100 episodes ago when we had our first date, it wasn't like us that connected, it was our cysts?
I don't know.
Do you think my triangle was calling out to your triangle, like in Scott Sigler's book Infected in stores now? And they were just like, when we got together, they were like, oh!
I have no idea.
I think that's maybe how it happens.
But anyway,
our cysts communicate. I hear talking at night sometimes.
Shut up.
And I'm like, stop talking, Danny. And she's like, I'm not talking. I'm like, huh. I thought it was the cat before, but now I'm starting to think. Maybe it's the cyst.
So she does the ultrasound. She's like, yeah, it's getting bigger. You know, we need to take care of this. So I was like, okay, so, you know, can I schedule surgery to get rid of it? She's like, yes, we're going to need to do that.
Wait, we need to get rid of this now as opposed to like 6 months ago when you first went in being like, can you take care of
this? Well, they thought maybe with the hormone treatment and shit, it would go down or dissolve into its own because it could have been just regular free-floating fluid.
It kind of went the other way on that.
Right. They don't know exactly what the cyst is until they actually get it out.
It could be a baby, for all you know.
Fucking for all I know, could
be Paul. It could be Paul.
Yeah, it could be.
Peter, Paul, or Mary.
All right. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, you know, can I get this scheduled to get removed? And she's like, yes, they're going to have to do laparoscopy surgery.
Hold on. Guitar Hero Dave says, next month when you have insurance, they will say we can take care of that now.
Funny part is, that's not true.
No, because you already owe them some cash, huh?
Right. And so I talked to her about it, and she's like, yeah, we're going to need to schedule you for an appointment, blah, blah, blah. The head lady right now is in a meeting, so I'm going to have her call you as soon as she gets out of it. And I'm like, okay, you know, should I pay now? I'm like, I'll put like $50 on it now or something. And she's like, no, wait till she calls you. And I'm like, okay. And so
you were going to put $50 on your existing bill.
Yeah.
And how much has that accumulated to now? Do you know? Off top of your head?
$2,000.
Around $2,000?
Yes.
Not bad. You know, by the time this is all said and done, it might have been cheaper to have just gotten pregnant, had the kid, raised it till it was 18, sent it off to college, and then, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And so the lady calls me, and she's like, okay, you know, we do need to schedule you a surgery, but you have a bill of $2,000 with us, and I'm very hesitant to schedule you for surgery with this outstanding bill. And
hold on, this outstanding bill that they've been racking up by having you keeping on coming in and whatnot.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what to do, you know. I explained to her my situation about the $10,000 of the hospital, my fucking car, and this and the other. I'm like, I honestly don't know what to do right now. I am so effed for money.
And you guys are growing this thing bigger and bigger inside me, so
right, and I'm like, what do I do, you know? What the fuck do I do? And she's like, well, let me think about this and see what I can do. You know, can you call me back tomorrow? And I told her I'd call her back at noon tomorrow to see if she's found anything that she can do or whatever.
Right.
And it just fucking sucks, dude. It sucks so bad. And then she tells me, well, you need to be bringing money in every time you come in. And I'm like, the lady told me to wait for you to call me.
She said that to you?
Yeah, she's like, you need to be bringing money in every time you come
hey,
in.
Hey, we can't be fronting you these ultrasounds anymore, okay?
They don't even offer any kind of, like, Medicaid or, like, financial assistance programs. Nothing. They don't offer shit. Nothing.
Really?
No. All they offer is, like, a credit card thing you can get, and the credit card pays it off, basically buys the debt, and then you pay off the credit card, which
right.
is stupid.
With a wicked, awesome interest rate, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then I don't know. Either that
that's
or you can, you can fucking write it off as, like, charity. And I'm trying to fucking convince her to do that because I don't have any fucking money to do that.
Right. And so if you, if they're not going to take it out because you owe them money, so it gets bigger and it ends up making you sick, in which case you have to miss work, in which case you're not making money, that, like, it seems like they would want to just take it out and be done with it and then give you a chance to pay it off, you know, not just be like, well, deal with it, and when you get all this cash, come in, and then we'll save your life.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. That's totally fucked up.
It's getting huge, dude. You realize how big that fucking thing is and how much it's going to weigh when it comes out? You know how many pounds? Dude, I'm going to lose, like, 8 pounds just from surgery.
That's kind of cool,
I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I might as well just be
technically,
3 months pregnant.
Technically, I should be dumping you right now because you cheated on me.
With what?
That's not my baby.
It's not my baby.
Okay. Hey, Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost with us today? You son of a bitch. That's totally fucked up, dude.
You know what the sad part is?
Amy says you need a collection plate at the live show. No shit, right?
Yes, pretty
tough economy, guys. Anyone else feeling this tough economy? And then see whoever doesn't raise their hand and then pass them the plate. It's a good idea.
The funny part is...
Or you guys could just all go buy these Jam Hole Church stickers and...
Because that's going to be enough for my
dog. I know, right? Well, here's $100.
Right? So the funny part is about this cyst...
Oh, please. I thought we were past the funny part.
No, not past it.
Oh, word.
Adopt a cyst program.
You can give your cyst to a family that will take care of it and love it like you could never do.
Right. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Because it's in my ovary.
Right.
It could just be an egg that went to go down but never went down the fucking tube thing and stayed in there and kept growing. So it could be a fetus.
It could be Paul.
An undeveloped, unfertilized fetus.
It could be half
mutated
of
Paul.
Half of a paw. A paw.
And when they take it out, if they they have to take out the whole ovary with it.
Guitar Hero Dave says keep it in a jar. That's a good idea.
They won't let me. They have to send it to a lab.
Right, to see what the fuck it is.
And they have to take out the whole ovary.
Or you could wait till it comes out naturally and just ask it, like, why are you here?
But yeah, they're taking out the whole ovary, and they have to pull it through my belly button.
Oh, hold on. They're going to pull out something bigger than your uterus out of something smaller than my dick.
Yes.
How the fuck is that going to work?
I don't know. All I know is I'll be knocked out.
Right on, bro. Satisfies problem number one, which was drug addiction. Cool. I need to get these things more often.
Oh, my God. I just really hope that they get over this whole thing and, like, write off some of it as charity and just give me the fucking surgery.
I know. Just tell them, like, if you don't give me surgery and this thing goes pear-shaped, I'm not going to be able to pay you. And I will kill myself. Tell them that. Be like, if you don't take it out of me, I'll take it out of me, and I'll probably die. Do you want my blood on your hands?
That's a good idea.
We'll take it out during the live show. I don't give a fuck. I'll play Operation on you.
I still have to go down and talk to them again. I have to call her back tomorrow at my lunch break. So.
Yeah, well, you make sure to tell her that I heard this on Keith and the Girl today. Whenever you go to the doctor, from now on, he writes that he's a talk show host under occupation. And ever since he started doing that, they've been a little nicer to him. Kind of like what we did when we flew to New York to go see them. When we were like, so I can't bring this bag on? Boy, all these radio listeners of ours are going to be kind of upset. Oh,
yeah,
well,
that's so great.
You can actually just put it on. It's
like,
fine.
Yeah, we got a couple thousand listeners.
A couple $1,000 worth of equipment here. I'd hate to have that break and have all our listeners really mad at you guys. That might be, you should maybe do that. Be like, so a bunch of our fans wrote in. Yeah, I have fans. I don't know if you know that or not. But a bunch of them wrote in and said that they would be really, really sad. And mention a couple of them are lawyers.
Yeah.
Huh? A couple of them are medical lawyers. And they, excuse my face. I came out of nowhere. And they would be really sad if I died.
Who? Your fans?
Right. Well, me also.
You can't be sad if you're dead.
I I'm not
what
dying.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's the sparks. Like, I'm not dying. You're dying. I'm okay.
Well, at least
but
my
would,
cyst isn't taking over my penis.
That's fine. But I would be sad if you did die, unless you keep making comments like that.
Isn't that so sad? We both have these.
I'm telling you, dude.
Nasty
they're
cysts. And
they fucking. I had no part in wanting to date you. I got there. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And who
my
is this
just
chick?
Has this awesome attraction to her vagina.
Who is this chick sucking me off? What's going on? I like blacked out and woke up and like I was in you. And the cysts were like, finally. Are you the key master? I am the gatekeeper. That's how it went, dude. There is no Dana, only Zool. I told you, dude. I told you from the very fucking beginning, huh? I fucking told you. That's it's creeping me out. I'm going to cut this off my dick right after the show.
Okay, I'll cut that off your dick if you take my ovary out.
Well, we'll have to take the knife and then put it on my dick, and then I'll just go to town.
No.
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 Not so,
cool. Mine's actually up in there next to some vital things.
Right. So,
yeah.
It's got its little tentacles wrapped around all your shit.
At least
I'm telling
on
you.
The outside and you can like see it and you know what's going on with it. Mine, dude,
right.
I can't even see it, man. I have no idea what's going on with that thing. All I know is if I lay flat on the ground, I can feel it.
Weird.
And it's huge.
I just hope
I told
you
I'm pregnant, man.
Hope
it's going to kick and I'm going to be like, ah!
Yeah, I hope you don't start showing soon.
I think I am.
That's going to be awful. Oh, man.
Oh,
Nacho Kabatra says, you guys are like sisters.
No.
Yeah, we kind of are. Maybe it was Ryan's fault way back when, before Alzipalooza, when he threw that concert. What was it called? Cysted Union. Yeah, come on. You know what I'm talking about.
Dude, I don't even understand. This is crazy.
I know. It's fucked up, dude. It's like
one,
Spaceballs when they're at the fucking restaurant and he's like, so what do you have? And he's like, thinking about the special, and then that alien jumps out of that dude's stomach and starts singing New York, New York.
Yeah.
He's like, what did that guy have? Oh, he had the special. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna
like,
jump out and be like,
right,
here's
now,
Johnny. And it's gonna kill you.
Yeah, I know. Please
quit feeding it. Those rings, quit doing that.
Those rings. That those rings actually help out quite a bit. They like regulate my period.
I can
where,
tell.
Like, it's really nice, and then the cramps aren't bad at all anymore. Dude, when I wasn't on that, the cramps got so fucking bad where I'd be like in my room just bawling my eyeballs out.
Amazing.
That cyst, it fucking kicks my ass when I'm on the rag because it tries to ovulate or some shit.
And it can't.
It can't, yeah. It's like.
It's just, all retarded.
It's just moving and doing weird things and pumping out fluids and making me go, ow. So the ring thingy helps it. I think it plugs it up or something and makes it
and
not do it. I think that's why it's getting bigger.
That blows my mind that, like, you saw how big my cyst was. And then I, like, poked a hole in it and squirted out all that blood. Could you imagine how much stuff is inside of your cyst up inside of you? Like, that's what I've been thinking about, and that
yeah.
blows my fucking
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, just, you know, imagine me, like, rolling over on my stomach and a little bit of it gets, you know, gets squished, it gets squeezed, and a little bit comes out inside of me.
That's off. That's... I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. That's so foul.
Isn't that fucking foul? That's
that
disgusting.
Is foul. They need to... Listen, who's the doctor? What's her name?
Sean.
Sean?
Actually, Sean's the cool chick. Sharla is the other chick.
Sharla, listen to me. You need to do something about this before it comes out and takes over the fucking world, okay?
Yeah, Sharla is the appointment maker person and the financial chick. She's the one that's going to stop me from getting the surgery. So, yeah.
I'm going to read it anyway, but Nacho says, I can't believe the hospital doesn't have a financial assistance program. That's only getting half a ding, though, because that was a stretch. Still funny, though, to me. Now I'm, like, thinking of other words first.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's so gross.
So bad.
So,
it sucks. Like, I'm all depressed about it.
And you can't be because we have people that are coming here to make for us to make them laugh in a day. So
sucks.
And some of them are already here. We need to be on our A game.
So get this cyst out of me.
I don't know what to do.
You
don't want me messing with it. You saw how well I got mine off of me or all over the bathroom. Like, you probably, I'm not the person you want fucking with that.
By the way, this already broke.
What?
The necklace thing.
Well, quit fucking with it. You're fucking with it over there like a fucking child.
It came apart.
Oh, I'm sure.
It did.
Well, then we need to find better things for our jam hole necklaces to hang.
This is fine.
Okay. Well, make me something and that'll stay.
I'll just give you a hemp string.
That'll work. Just one?
Just one.
You're not even going to twist
it? No.
Just
a string.
I'll tie it in a knot. It's fine.
Okay. Enough about the cis talk. Can we please move
on? Yeah. So, 26 sent this in to us. You know how... We're always, well, not always, but every now and then we talk about bank fees and how they like to fuck us with their fees and whatnot. And I went through this when I worked with Alamon. And
Overdraft Wednesday.
Why I dropped off my first Interstate account, because they would always give me a, I don't keep track of my shit, and they would always give me a printout that said I had this much money. So I'd be like, cool, I have money. And then the next time I go in there, it's like, you actually have negative that much and then some. And like, they like to do that. They'll put a little delay here, so maybe you don't, you're not up to speed. And I always thought that it was all the fees, and that's how banks made their money mostly. And
yep.
Now you work for Bank of America, kind of, and you deal with
in an indirect manner,
right? And you deal with a lot of people that are like, "I want my fees reversed," and this and that and whatnot. And then, 26 sent us this story about Chase and Bank of America having to revise their fee policies.
Yep, I even got a class on this yesterday to go over it because I have to start. Actually assessing these fees in this manner starting tomorrow.
And what's going on really then before I read this?
Okay, I think it's every day.
Well, here, you let me read it and then you can comment, okay?
Okay.
Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase, two of the nation's biggest dickheads, announced plans on Tuesday to drastically overhaul their debit card programs by lowering or eliminating fees, changing the way they credit transactions, and allowing customers to opt out of overdraft protection. So you're actually, when they say changing the way they credit transactions, they mean you're actually going to make the receipt say how much I actually have, not how much I had last fucking Wednesday.
No, actually what it's going to be is it's just... They might not even update it correctly, and you might not even get the correct balance on your slip or at the ATM or at the teller, or even calling in, or even online. What they're actually saying is that when you run out of money and you try to use your debit card, it will deny it rather than overdraw you and charge you a fee.
That's good. I wish mine would do that, because sometimes it'll say, like, insufficient funds. You know, when I was younger and... doing all that Alamon stuff, and you know, it was direct deposit and I used my debit card, like that was my money basically,
right?
So if it said I had money in there, then I was taking the money out. But if it was like, no you don't, then I didn't, you know. So that's good that it does that. But sometimes, yeah, it would be like, yeah, you do, and then I take it out, and then it's like, oh, bam, I got you, sucker. You
pretty
didn't.
Much.
You actually didn't have money. I got you, fucker.
Pretty much.
And then it charges you even more money. Like, okay,
it's
cool.
Like, I didn't tell you, but you had 3 authorization holds that didn't drop into your account yet, but they just did, so now you're overdrawn.
Suck on those nuts. You know, I bet they have a whole room of people, of employees, that specifically do that. Like, that is their job. They sit there, and they're like, oop, this guy's using the ATM, better hold these things, and then once he takes the money out, and then they're like, ah, and go, and now I just made another $25. Ha-ha. That's fucked up, dude.
Pretty much.
The moves come as lawmakers and regulators in Washington push proposals to reform what critics say are excessive charges of which consumers are unaware. Oh, hey. We're aware, okay? We know all about excessive charges, those motherfucks. Those two of the nation's biggest dicks.
Banks.
Dicks.
Banks.
You see banks, I see dicks. Whenever I go into one, everyone there is a dick. That's all I see. Just a building
a
full
pile
of dicks.
Dicks.
Just a big fat bag of dicks. the penalties known as overdraft fees or... one-way, aka one-way tickets to Neg Moneyland.
Bring fees, overdraft fees, monthly maintenance fees.
Okay, whatever. So you work there. You maybe have a better handle on this than most people that, you know, have no experience in that. How much would you say annually, which is every year? I saw that look. What's annually? Every year.
What? I know what that is.
Okay. You do now.
Come on.
You know that now that you work there, right?
Right.
How much would you say they make annually off of overdraft fees?
Dude,
just give
okay.
me a shot in the dark, because I know, and whoa, dude.
Okay, going off of what I see every day, okay, I see on a daily average basis at least $4,000 in fees every day.
And that's you.
That's me.
Wow.
So times that by a babillion.
So,
and about, you know, 3/4 of those people don't get their fees back.
Excuse me.
So figure it out from there.
Guitar Hero Dave says $11.5 billion. Yeah, you're probably right on.
In the right neighborhood.
The banking industry brings in tens of billions of dollars of revenue annually just from their fees. I had that fucking shit right way back when I still had my Norgy fucking years ago. I wrote a story about how they fuck us and that's how they make all their money and it's bullshit. I'm glad the government finally decided to listen. Did somebody stumble upon an article I wrote like
well, how
8
else
fucking
does the
years
bank make money?
They're a bank. Why do you have to make a bunch of fucking money? You're there to hold all of our money and some of yours.
But who gets how do you get the money?
We walk in and we're like, I'd like to make a deposit.
So you have to get paid to hold the money, right? The people
I'm not
the bank
paying
have to
you to
paid.
Hold it. You make money from advertising on your fucking website every time I go and check stuff. That's how. No, banks get paid to do other shit, don't they? All their little shady fucking things that you can, like, put money into. Like, they use that money and what do we need banks for? Seriously.
People like earning interest on like cash maximizer savings accounts, investment CDs.
Then that's how they make their money. Put Google ads on all of those pages also. You'll make
yeah,
money. It's fine.
Zofu says they make loans. That's true. They do mortgage loans.
They oh, I would.
And the
totally
interest
just,
rates on the loans and stuff.
I totally just dropped that.
Why did you do that?
I was excited. I was going to say something.
Well, go ahead.
I bet. You totally made me forget what I was going to say. I was going to say, whoa, I would be curious if they make tens of billions of dollars annually on overdraft fees. I wonder how much they make in interest on all of these loans that they have out. Like, that's got to be in the trillions, dude. It's got to be trillions.
Actually, I think the overdraft fees are probably a little bit more.
You think?
Dude, I had a guy.
I guess if
with
everyone
16 overdraft fees on his account.
Wow.
In 2 days.
What was his average? What was the balance in his account? Was he like
the average daily balance in his account?
Like neg fucking
$26 negative.
Nice. Was that my account?
Probably.
Motherfuckers. So, Bank of America said it would allow current customers to turn off the ability to spend when their account hits zero starting October 19th. So you're going to turn off that thing that lets me buy stuff even though I don't have any money, but then you charge me to do that. Like, why would I want to do that? I guess if you really needed something, but is it worth how much they charge you?
It depends on what it is. Like, I could understand paying your rent
right.
for, like, $400 and just paying a $35 fee, but not going to the store and getting, like, $10 worth of whatever.
Well, not even that. Like, sometimes it'll be, like, $2 over, and now it's, like, nope. I owe $35 plus the $2. So that's totally nope. not. I wish it would have been, like, no, you don't have that money. Sorry, you can't have the Rockstar or whatever candy bullshit you were
if
buying.
You overdraw less than $5.
Okay, then whatever.
Then you only get a $10 fee.
That's still bullshit.
It is. They are changing it to where if you overdraw up to $10 over, okay, maximum $10 in one day, you won't be charged an overdraft fee.
At all?
I believe so.
Your account will just sit in the negative.
Right.
Right.
And I believe that, or I think it might be like a $10 fee or some shit, but I think it's pretty much nothing. And then I know that they're only going to allow you to overdraw your account 4 times a day. Or I guess you can overdraw it more than 4 times a day, but they're only going to charge you 4 overdraft charges a day. They won't charge you any more than 4. So,
well,
you can
rack up
a shit ton of cash.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, they can rack up a shit ton of cash and only get 4 overdraft fees, which is, what, 140?
Could you, in essence, rob the bank that way? And just split. If you were, say, on your last run, like in that movie we watched last night, like, after this, bro, I'm hanging it all in, right? I'm just going to leave. Could you just run up a shitload and then be like, later, dude, I'm out?
You know what the cool thing is? I get people that call up and they ask if certain bank accounts are legitimate and if they're open and active.
Right? And, like, hey, these fools in Nigeria, these Nigerians, you thought I was going to say the N-word. I saw that. Is their account open and legit? Do they have an account with you?
Right, right. And so I get those calls, okay?
That's awesome.
The other day, I got a phone call from this guy.
Was it from Dan Allen?
I don't know. He's over in, like, Pennsylvania, okay? And he's like,
Keith,
you know, I got a check from this guy or whatever.
It was.
I just want to cash it. I just want to know if it's a legitimate account, if it's going to bounce or whatever.
Well, why would it matter if you just cashed it? It's not your shit.
It'll still be taken back out of your account. Like, you can cash it, it'll post in your account, it'll sit there for a day, and then the bank will realize it's fucked up and then take it out.
Well, if you cash a check from a bank that you don't have an account at, like, if it's on their shit, how can they charge you for that? It's not your check.
Well, they can't charge you for that, but they could take that back. And if anything overdraws you because of that, you just they'll refund
even
the fee and shit. But
even though it wasn't your check.
Right, but if there's no money to pay the check.
That's not your fault, though. You see what I'm saying?
But you're not
going
to get that money.
But they already gave it to you.
They'll take it back.
But I
see
have
it all the time.
I have it, though. Like, I physically have the cash money in my hands.
They won't let you have the cash. They'll put a hold on it until the funds have cleared.
Oh, you won't get it right away.
No.
Ah,
you go to cash the check. You put it in the bank. You're like, I want to deposit this or whatever. They're like, okay. They put a fucking week hold on it trying to make sure the funds
unless
are in there.
You have enough to cover it in your account.
Correct.
Then they're like, okay, I see. That's dumb.
But, so I got this
Nigerians
call.
Are dumb. Stop emailing me.
So I got this call.
Go ahead. You don't have to yell. You don't have to yell, babe.
And he had this check. And he's like, this guy wrote me this check. I just want to know if this is a legitimate account. And he gave me the guy's name and his account number. I look up the account number. And I can't give him any fucking details about the account, right? Like, nothing. Sad thing is, it's on this account. It's like millions in the neg.
Neg millions?
Neg.
Whoa, dude, that's like the president of Neg Moneyville. That's ridiculous. How
yes.
do you get neg millions?
I don't know. It was just neg, and all it said was 8888888888.
Whoa. You'd think you'd have a program to, like, automatically close accounts that are over, like...
It was a bunk account. Like, it was a scam account, basically. And, And the name was totally fake. There wasn't a social security number on the account. The address was totally bunk. The fucking phone number was like 9999999 and shit like that. Like, looks like somebody opened it online and then racked it up for all it was worth and dipped. You know?
So you do that how? Oh, not right
I
now.
I know how, but no.
Not right now. Okay,
right
got
now.
It.
But,
just kidding.
So the sad thing is I had to tell this guy, yes, this guy has an account with Bank of America. Yes, it is open and active because it is. It was open and
right.
active.
But it was in Neg Moneyville. You
I can't
do
tell him that.
You can't do shit with your account anyway if it's in the Neg except pay on it, right?
Right.
Like, so what are you doing?
He's gonna try and cash that check and it's gonna bounce.
Well, so what if you go to a cash checking place or a check cashing? What did I say? Cash checking?
It was for quite a bit amount of money. They're not just gonna give you cash from the check.
Okay.
You know, like if I took a personal check to Walmart to get it cashed for like $4,000, they're not gonna do it.
What if you had a checklist?
Huh?
Never mind.
You're an idiot.
Moving on.
But that was just insane. Like, it
yeah,
was
that's
for
crazy.
Like $3,000-$4,000, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna catch it, whatever.
Did that guy tell you to go fuck yourself?
No.
Really?
He said, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and try and catch it then. I'm like, you go right ahead.
Good luck with that, bro.
I actually got another, like, kudos thing today, which was really funny.
Another kudos bar?
Yeah. One of those. But this lady called in, and she had a bunch of overdraft fees on two accounts, okay? Like, she was in the neg, like, 160-some on this account, and then
nice.
In the neg, like, 204
nice.
On this account.
My backup account also in the
right,
neg.
Right, right. And... basically, dude, I was on this call for 45 minutes. Like, just, I'm racking up that call time, dude. I'm staying
Damn.
And nesting. But it was great because all she really wanted was for me to walk her through, like, her fucking transactions for the last month on each account.
So you should have done what anyone else would have done and been like, click? Just to keep the call time low, right? That's what you
do.
That's why you're there, is to have low call times, right, guys? So fuck her.
No.
What does she want?
Dude, I sat through it. I went through every single one. I explained to her how
hey.
She incurred the overdraft fees.
Hey.
What?
What'd she buy?
Huh?
What'd she buy?
Oh, she bought something from,
Erototoys.com,
no, it was like
a
something
dildo?
Like Dave's Love or something like that. It was
the love stuff.
I mentioned it. I'm like, and I have a $62.95 charge for Dave. She's like, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, that's mine. Yep. That's my dildo. I'm actually fucking myself with it right now.
She's like, yep, yep. But it was pretty cool, though. Like, I went through the whole thing and explained to her everything. And she's like, you know what? This is so great. She's like, no one will actually ever take the time with me to go over these things and explain to me in terms that I can understand how I'm getting these and what they're coming from and what's going on with the account. She's like, this is the most... She's like... I don't even care that you can't refund the fees. She's like, I'll go into the bank and raise hell and whatever, but...
I'll roll in there with a motherfucking mask
right,
and a motherfucking
her,
gun.
Because there was another overdraft fee on its way in the account. It wasn't even pending
Oh,
yet.
Of course.
And she's like, well, then shit. And I'm like, yeah, you might as well just get all these fees assessed together at one time at the bank. And she's like, that's a really good idea. And like, she's like,
know.
Can I speak with your manager? And I'm like, yes, ma'am, you can. And I fucking got my boss dude over there. And you got on the phone with her and shit. And she's like... Oh, God, she was, like, the greatest, and, like, she told me everything, and everything was awesome, and I understood it all. I was so great, and I had to repeat myself a million times, because I didn't know what I was saying, but she took her time, and then she walked me through everything. She was so patient, and so sweet, so nice. She was totally black, though. She was like, oh, my God, she was, like, so nice, and my account's so fixed. I'm so happy. I'm going to go down that bank and raise hell. It was so great.
She was just happy because she was like, I'm going to go kick somebody's ass.
She's like, those overdraft fees posted on the 23rd, but I called. No, I posted on the 22nd, but I called on the 23rd, and they gave me the $24.96 balance when it was actually $128. It was funny. She's like, there's something wrong with that goddamn phone, and blah, 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 blah. It was so fucking funny.
That's awesome.
It was great, and I totally got another kudos. That's two kudos, dude. Like, nobody in nesting has two kudos. Only I do. It's cool.
That's good. Chase plans to eliminate by the first quarter of next year a common industry practice that enraged many consumers. Just straight up, like, taking money out of your account at random intervals.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing they did that just pissed us all off. Instead of lumping a day's worth of debit card and ATM transactions together and then processing the highest amounts first, a practice that has caused large numbers of consumers to blow their fucking brains out and to overdraw more quickly and pay more fees, it will actually now credit the transactions chronologically.
Chronologically.
Chronologically. That's what I said.
Chronologically.
Chronologically.
Instead of posting I hate the way Bank of America posts shit. Cause,
so
like,
no
I read,
matter
I read,
what...
I read their transactions back to them, and they're like, no, I did this first and that first, and I did that, and then that's totally backwards.
But it
and
takes
like,
whatever was the most.
No.
That's what it says.
It's stupid.
Did.
What it does is it posts deposits, then credits, then debits, then holds, then fucking checks. So.
Banking is too complicated, dude. A mattress and a safe is all you really need in this day and age. Am I right or am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it is nice to just, like, roll into a gas station, get your fucking Rockstar, get your fucking vitamin water to wash out the Rockstar, get your fucking Butterfinger, which, by the way, can you stop making super hard Butterfingers? It's like a fucking crapshoot, dude. I go in and I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a good Butterfinger today. Today's going to be a good day, right? And I feel around, and I'm like, all right, this is the one. And I get out there, and I swipe my card, and I pay for it, and I leave. And I bite into it, and I almost break my fucking mouth because it's a hard fucking Butterfinger. Not happy about that.
You're not squishing it good enough.
You're not. No. Sometimes when you.
Cheap.
No. Sometimes when you bite into them, they're soft and they're good. Not soft, but they're not like hard. Like the stuff inside them is like fresh, not old and stale.
You probably just got a bad batch.
I'm everywhere I go, it seems like.
Everywhere I go, people always know.
So, yeah, they're going to do that with bank fees. So. Good job. Does Yay. Anyone have Chase and Bank of America? Because I don't.
MGS has Bank of America.
Holla.
Yep.
So remember a while ago how we were talking about how I heard at the cigarette store, one of the places, that they were going to ban all the flavored cigarettes now? First it was the chew, banning flavored chew, then the cigarettes. Well, I found a story about that happening. That was kind of weird to me because I never saw a story about it, right? It was just something I heard in town, physically in town at a gas station. So, federal health officials banned the sale of flavored cigarettes on Tuesday in the first major crackdown since the FDA was given the authority to regulate tobacco. So it was never them that was regulating it. Who regulated it before them? Was it nobody? It was just the tobacco companies did whatever the
crazy
fuck they
people.
Wanted?
Church people.
Church people. Really?
Probably.
Which church was, whose deal is this?
Whoever.
The ban is intended to end the sale of tobacco products with chocolate, vanilla, clove, and other flavorings that lure children and teenagers into smoking. That's weird. The chick at the, like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting her to be right on with what she said, because, you know, she's just some chick that works at a gas station. But
I feel like I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry.
I just totally like.
You know what you should do?
Like, oh shit!
You should go get an abortion.
It kicked.
An abortion is going to be way fucking cheaper than whatever they're going to do. Just go to there and be like, hey,
try and cut open the womb when there's nothing in the womb. There's nothing in the uterus.
Well, then when they get that far, be like, no,
the left, the left.
Exactly. You could just do that, right?
No.
No. Why?
Totally different. Because abortions nowadays, all they do is give you a pill and just suck it out with, because it turns to mush.
Well, maybe that'll work.
No, it's my ovary.
Oh.
They have to take out the whole ovary.
Give your ovary the pill.
And that whole tube thing next to it.
The agency will study regulating menthol products and hinted that it might soon take action against the far larger market of flavored small cigars and cigarillos. You guys are taking it all over, dude. The FDA was like, fuck yeah, look at all this shit to do.
That's like, stupid.
Hey, FDA, why don't you go regulate homeopathic goods that are killing people instead of cigarettes, which everyone knows are killing people.
And we don't care.
And we don't care. Right, we're cool on that. Why don't you go worry about the people that are getting suckered into taking colloidal silver and other bad, nasty shit that will kill them? Why don't you do that? Quote, these flavored cigarettes are a gateway for many children and young adults to become regular smokers, some dumb doctor bitch says.
That's dumb doctor bitch.
Yeah, Margaret Hamburg, you're a dumb doctor bitch. That's not, flavored cigarettes are not a gateway cigarette. That's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. It's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug, guys. No, people that do drugs do drugs. That's all there is to it. And if people want to smoke, eventually they're going to fucking smoke.
Exactly.
Whether you could make poop-flavored cigarettes, dude, and people would smoke them. That's just how it is. It doesn't matter if you're going to take away chocolate-flavored cigarettes because it's a gateway smoke. That's fucking stupid.
We've made how many things illegal now that people still do? It doesn't fucking matter. If people want to do it, they're going to do it. Like fucking your cousin. That's illegal, but people still do it.
Hey, that's a gateway sex thing.
You'll end up leading to fucking your sister.
Take away Twinkies. That's a gateway drug also to food.
Gateway food to fucking...
It's a gateway...
Dude, I totally have butter pecan ice cream. I'm so excited. I need to eat it.
That's a gateway to a big fat ass.
Oh.
That's sad. In 04, 17-year-old smokers were more than three times as likely as those over the age of 25 to smoke flavored cigarettes, and they viewed flavored cigarettes as safer. That's because people under the age of 25 are kind of dumb. They're not completely developed yet, you know? Once you're 25, then you're pretty much, you know how shit is, right? They're like, oh, I'm 17 and I love these chocolate cigarettes. Well, of course you fucking do, because you're an idiot. That's just how it is.
It's just how it is?
It's just how it is. You don't know enough to be like, this shouldn't taste good.
Guitar Hero Dave says, chocolate cigarettes, ... I'll just switch to heroin.
I know. I'm going to go smoke my fucking vanilla chocolate methy cigarette, and then I'm going to go slam some fucking dope. That's the next
Ryan
logical
Monger
step.
Ryan Monger says, is jacking off in a truck stop a gateway to fucking?
Yeah. In this line, yes, it is. You should never do that, ever. Banning the marketing and use of strawberry, chocolate, and other flavored cigarettes will help slow the rate of addiction among young smokers, preventing disease, and saving millions in healthcare costs down the line. No, it won't, dude. People are gonna smoke. That's just how it is. The Indians did it. We fucking did it. Everyone does it. The French do it. The Britons do it.
The Britons,
the Nigerians do it. That's just how it is, dude.
It doesn't really matter, dude. It's your body. You do with it what you want.
We're doing your job for you. We smoke, so you don't have to scientifically engineer H1N1 viruses to kill us all. Like we're working on it ourselves. It's cool.
Don't worry about it. I'm taking 50 years off my own life. It's no big deal.
Every day, 3,600 children and teenagers start smoking, and 1,100 become daily smokers, studies show. I think it's way more than that.
So
what? I mean,
what?
Come on. It's way
Who
more than that.
Who cares?
Then quit making cigarettes. If you want people to smoke, quit making cigarettes.
No
That's
kidding.
That's all.
And then you'll probably
Problem
get
solved.
Killed.
And then we'll kill you. And right. make our own fucking cigarettes. We'll make them better. We'll make them cheaper. Done.
Right.
The ban comes 3 months after President Obama signed legislation giving the FDA the authority to regulate tobacco products. Thank you, Obama, you fucking prick. Which had $96 billion in sales in 2008, with $87 billion in cigarette sales, $4 billion in cigar, small cigar, and cigarillos. Cigarillos? That's a weird word. And $4.6 billion in chewing tobacco stuff and loose tobacco sales. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, it's MDS. I just picked up Burger, and he is hyper as shit.
Oh, what up, dude? Burger actually brought the Coke.
All right, sweet.
I don't know what he's been doing, or maybe it's just that he's been cooped up for a day and a half, but he is dancing like a dancing monkey.
He's happy he's here in Montana and with you and about to see us and shit. How?
Tell him not to do all my Coke, please.
How was sleeping in the 30-degree weather last night?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't ridiculous, but it was chilly.
That's good. We were taking bets whether or not you'd puss out and go sleep in your car.
No. And it's a lot warmer tonight. It won't be a problem.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah,
right
it is
on.
A lot warmer tonight than it was last night, so.
Well, we'll be
well, you
out
guys get
there.
Back to the show, and I'll see you guys on Friday, huh?
Sweet.
Well, we'll probably be out there tomorrow sometime after work.
Excellent. That'll be excellent. I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, we'll come hang out. We'll talk to you when we head out that way.
Okay, holla.
All right, holla.
Later.
MDS, everyone. Where's he at? West Glacier?
Yep, Glacier National Park.
He came... I'm still, like, blown away by that. That dude came the furthest to, like, see us. He came all the way, like, as far away from Montana as you could be. He was there, and he came to see us.
My home.
And
my
your home,
state.
Also. And Burger came from Michigan all the way here to see us on a train with your... Because you can't take Coke on a plane, dude.
Yeah.
Unless
that's
it's up your
on
ass,
the train.
And that's uncomfortable.
Let's go hook up a burger.
You ought to go right now, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, fantastic.
I could wait till tomorrow, maybe. As long as you tell me he was kidding and doesn't have cocaine.
Oh, you know he was kidding, dude. He doesn't have any fucking cocaine. If he did, he sure as shit did it all on the way here.
Obviously, if he's like, meh. Oh, we're at 108, if you're wondering. All right,
well, I got a couple more stories here real quick, and then we'll probably call it a night. So
sounds good. I'm a little sleepy.
You had a lot of... We're having experiences now with doctors and stuff, and they're...
I know!
Kind of just blowing us off and stuff.
Yes.
If you, or say me, I guess, since I have the penis, if I went in with my penis stuck in a big steel ring, then they would probably help me, right?
No.
No?
They'd be like, here, there's a tube of butter.
Here, I want you to rub this warm cloth on it for 20 minutes every day, and then... firefighters described as a once-in-a-lifetime call. Officials with the Costa Mesa Fire Department's Urban Search and Rescue Squad were summoned early Tuesday morning to Hogue Memorial Presbyterian. Why do hospitals name themselves after religions? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Like, after different saints and stuff. I want to have St. Jamhole Hospital.
At least mine was Bradenton Memorial Hospital. It's like the town and a memorial for the town. So
right.
Bradenton Memorial.
It's not like St. Joseph's Hospital.
Right.
Or...
Yeah, and the other one was Sarasota Memorial Hospital. That's it, dude. We weren't big
about
it.
Well, Florida's full of a bunch of heathens. So they rushed to this place in Newport Beach to save another man's penis from dying. Could have been my penis.
Explain.
The man whom authorities declined to identify because he's totally fucking embarrassed, other than saying that he was in his 50s, had apparently put his penis through the hole of a steel ring-shaped dumbbell weight fastener 2 or 3 days earlier. Hold on, though. Do you know what he's talking about? On a dumbbell, those little ring-shaped things that you put the pins through? He put his dick in one of those.
What are you talking about? Dumbbell.
When you lift weights. Look at me. I'm lifting weights.
Yeah.
Like that on the camera. The little pin that goes in that round clip that you put at the end of the weight. You put the weight on, then you put the clip thing on, and then you put the pin through it. He put his dick in... It's just a piece of it. He put his dick in a
He put
thing.
His dick in the bar part?
No, in the clip that latches around the bar that has a hole.
He
clamped a thing onto his cock, basically.
That's not good.
No, not good.
How would you do that?
Then the device got stuck. He couldn't remove it. The penis, so small, had blackened and swollen to 5 times its normal size. Am I there yet?
No.
How about right now? Come here. Am I there yet?
No.
No? Okay. When I'm there, then we'll maybe call
the hospital.
The hospital.
The firefighter dudes.
Right.
Fix my penis.
In order to remove the ring, firefighters had to use a saw to cut through it. Whoa, bro. Broseph, come here for a sec. That's my dick you got down there. Okay. Steady hands now. Let me see your hands. That's what I'd say. Let me see your hands. And if he's shaking a little bit,
I want somebody else.
Next guy. Next. Let me see your hands. Fuck that, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
A fucking saw, dude. You know that's going to vibrate the shit out of his cock, and he's going to get a boner even more because it's going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. That's what I was missing.
But then he'll jizz and get some lube and be able to slide out.
You just need to finish jerking it off, you dumb shit. That's all. Quote, they said his comment was, "This will make me the chief of my tribe." What? This, by doing this, I will be the chief of my tribe. The man thought the weight from the steel object would make his organ longer. So he put like because it weighs, you know, it weighs a little. So he had that hanging on his dick to make it bigger. And then it swelled to 5 times its original size. Be careful what
bigger.
You wish for, you
got
idiot.
Got bigger, dude. Fucking...
That's what you wanted.
Well, you wanted it longer. I don't know about
you didn't specify, dick fuck. You gotta say, I want it... You know, you can't just be like, I want it bigger. Okay, there it is. Now it's bigger. You fucking idiot. Now we're gonna have to bring this big, giant, loud, dangerous saw right next to your cock. That, I think all they would have to do if that was me is just take the saw out and like go, and my dick would just slide out of it. Just like, you'd hear the thing just hit the ground. And that would be it, dude.
Your dick just goes running like your asshole.
Problem solved. So, the steel collar-like fastener cut off circulation to the man's penis. As a result, blood could not flow out of it, and it swelled to the point that the man couldn't remove the ring. The doctor added, the man told them he had refused treatment. And they told him that if he waited any longer to remove it, the flesh in his penis would die. Your penis is going to die. That sucks.
That was refreshing.
His penis almost died, dude. I know what you're going
through,
man.
Your penis is almost dying.
I know what you're going through.
My ovary is dead.
My penis may be dead by the live show. You don't know. It might be.
I need my ovary removed.
And then,
the thing is I'll only have one of them, so I'll have, like, that much less chance of being prego.
High five. Fuck yeah. That's cool. Can we just have them while they're in there, just remove the other one?
They won't.
Why?
Because they won't.
If I pay them a fitty, will they?
A fitty.
Like, hey, don't put that towards their bill. That's for you. You just take out the other ovary?
It's like, I'll buy you a drink after this.
Hey, what do you say me and you after this, huh? Is she hot? What if I romance her into doing it for free?
What?
If I just roll in there, I'm like, sup. Who's the doc bitch up in this piece? Like,
the financial lady Charlotte is old, and the one who does the stuff with me, she's not.
That's how much I love you. I would take one for the team. I'd be like, hey, I'd seduce her in the office, and we'd do it in the office. And while I was banging her, I'd be like reaching around, not like reach around, but like reaching around her, banging her, like changing your medical records, just like that, just like boom, multitasking, huh? That's what I would do.
Please don't ever put your dick in anything besides me ever.
So speaking of doctors, also there was a. These pictures come out every now and then of x-rays and weird things in people's asses. Have you ever seen those? No, asses. Like, the ass. You'll see this on thejamhole.com on the show notes. But anyway, some robbers mugged this chick and, like, buried a knife into her fucking... But not in her asshole. Like, through the cheek.
In her ass.
But like a big fucking knife, dude, like through the cheek, sideways, touching her bladder, which is on the other side of her body.
Dude.
That's just douche, right? And bladder just like ticky 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 tick, just almost popping it. Like, give me all your money, shank. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Robbers left a mugging victim with a mystery pain that doctors only got to the bottom of. 4 months later, when they found a knife buried in her buttocks. Cheeky robbers. Being robbed is a pain in the rear end. That's three
That's
for this
so
paper.
Bad.
They just rolled them out, dude, one after another. That's amazing. But as you can see from the x-ray, which you can all see at thejamhole.com when I do the show notes probably tomorrow, the x-ray of Ying Shi, who's 26, was left with a nasty reminder of the ordeal. Doctors found a razor-sharp 6-inch blade buried so far into her bottom that it was pressing into her bladder. All I remember of the night, she says, was a stabbing pain in my backside. I thought they had just slashed me. I didn't realize the whole blade had gone all the way in, she said. Would you know? Like, that wasn't a slash. You totally shoved a knife through my fucking anus into my bladder.
Yeah, I would know.
You would know from a slash. Like,
I'd be like, ow, something really hurts. And all of a sudden, I don't have to pee anymore.
That would be crazy. I would like to think I would know, but maybe you wouldn't, I guess. If it all happened quick. Like when Timmy say he got shot, like
shot,
it didn't,
he didn't even notice.
Right, it didn't sink until maybe I could see. I don't know. Excuse me. This happened in Shanghai, China.
So,
she said, I'm amazed they missed it the first time around, but very relieved that they found it now. So even the doctors didn't see it, dude.
The
when
knife?
She initially went in for the mugging and, you know, the slashing. I wonder
they
what
didn't
they
see the knife in her ass.
I'm amazed they missed it the first time around, but very relieved that they found it now. You gotta see this x-ray. It's pretty fucking gross.
Anyway.
All right. And real quick before we got here, did you hear about the cops that got busted playing Wii during a raid? No? I heard about this morning. One of the chicks at work was like, did you see this? And I was like, huh. And then I saw it again while I was looking for stories. I was like,
playing we.
Yeah, these cops in Polk County, they're undercover drug investigators, stormed this house and I guess busted the guy, searched the house for drugs, and then they started playing we bowling at that.
Nice.
And while some detectives hauled out evidence, such as flat-screen TVs and shotguns, others threw strikes, gutter balls, and worked on picking up spares. Wanky, wank, wank. While a female detective lifted a nearby couch looking for evidence, another sheriff's detective focused on pin action. I got more. Hold on. But detectives with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the Auburndale, Lakeland, and Winter Haven Police Departments did not know that a wireless security camera connected to a computer inside the home was recording their activity.
That's so awesome.
Busted! Shoulda looked around better, you fat fucking pig fuck cop. Fuckers, it's what you get. So that sucks for them, but
that's hilarious. So yeah. For us,
we gotta get out here. I'll post the story. You guys can all read about yourselves. It's pretty funny. So tomorrow, chilling, testing out stuff. I'm gonna try and get off early, do all that, and then me and you are gonna go up to West Glacier and meet up with those guys.
Yep,
hang out for a little while.
Right,
and then Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. dinner. Anna's Italian Grill, right?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there. So, me and a bunch of hot chicks. Me and a bunch of hot chicks that I can just finger bang because my dick doesn't work right now. I'll finger bang. That's fine. Hey, what?
You will be finger banging me.
Okay.
Thanks.
I can do that too.
Anyway, we need more donations for this iPod.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up. Sunday is the last night to get in your iPod, 120 gig iPod awesome donations, thejam.com/contest. What else?
120 fucking gigs of awesomeness.
Awesomeness. Maybe we'll put your fucking surgery
on
there.
$5 in is definitely worth.
Put my surgery.
120 gig iPod.
All proceeds go to my weed habit. No, these ones will go to you, I guess.
How much have we made on that so far? Can I have that to give to my doctor?
No, I actually already spent that.
You jerk.
Anyway.
I never see the money for that. That was mine. Where's
it's because
the money?
I do all the work. It's my shit.
Well, I'm going to take the damn iPod back, bitch.
Okay, well, we'll go through all of our bills and
no,
we'll split
real,
them up equally.
No, but for real, $5 in to win a 120 gig iPod. That's a pretty sweet fucking deal. So.
That's right.
Thejamhole.com/contest.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Do
and
it.
And we need, what else? Talk about the map, jamhole.com/map, jamhole.com/2.
I'm going to let you just do this. I'm going to let you do this.
Let me sign up for the live show. I want everybody to know where to go and how to find their shit, how to get there, blah, blah. So.
There's a map at thejamhole.com/map, so you know where all the shits is
I just
at.
Said that.
And then Anna's Italian Grill. It's where the Black Anus used to be. If you guys don't know, if you're local, that's where Anna's is now. So, yeah, that's where we'll be, 8 o'clock p.m. for dinner. There will not be a show on the feed. We're going to record this all live in the audience and the party and everything and make a little video. You guys can download once it's finished. It'll be pretty awesome because Keith McNally's going to do it for us, the guy that makes all Keith and the Girls videos.
Yay.
So that's pretty fucking awesome. Huge thanks to him for doing this, KeithCourage.com. That's really badass because I have no idea what I'm doing with that stuff. So
more time or patience.
Really, really appreciate that. And yeah, appreciate German Bob, Fahrenheit404.com, for making our Jam Hole Church stickers for us.
Fucking
those
A.
are fucking awesome. Thejamhole.com/store. You can get that shit there. Other than that, we'll see all you locals and everyone that flew in Friday. And we'll see everyone else Monday, right?
Right, Monday
right.
for
Monday.
251.
And that's when we'll give away the iPod. So, yeah, be there at thejamhole.com/live for the pre-show that will pick the winner of the 120 gig iPod. Should
Yay.
Be good. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Later.
Holla.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.